there was the people too then, people that had cures in the parish that you went to. Now they, well, we all know about the seventh son of the
seventh son.
But there was others, child born after the father died. The father had died before the child was born. That they had the cure of what was then called the foul mouth. It would be now kind, I don't know what would be the right name of it now. And it was something that came on the inside of their mouth, and they went and they rubbed their tongue against the person that would have it, that, and it was a cure. And what else? There were some other cures. There was a family then, McCahill's blood. I got that cure myself for shingles. And there was some family, and it was round from family to family. I went for it myself, and this man went in, and he had a syringe, and he took a bit of blood out of himself somewhere, went into another room, and he came out, and over the area that I was affected and where I had the pain, he rubbed it all over, like scribbled it, scribbling away over it. So, yes, it was a help. That
handed down from
generation. Yeah, handed down. That was handed down. But it only followed in the mail.
Yeah.
The mails of the house. Of the.
But would priests believe in that type of stuff?
A lot. Not at all. They didn't want anybody to go for cures at all. But it was often said that they went themselves. When push came to shove, that they went and got cures themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that has the cures would tell you that they had treated, they had, especially the seventh son thing, that they had done it for priests. And baking soda, that was a cure for if you got pains or heartburn or bloated in any way, trapped wound like, or gas, a teaspoon of baking soda and a glass of water. And we had a doctor here, Dr. Boyle, and in later years when everybody was getting tablets or any kind of tablets at all, he always said to put a little soda to the water that you took with your tablet, that it done something on the stomach, whatever it was. It neutralised something. I don't know, but I always done it. I still do it. Pinch of baking soda.
Well, I mentioned the priests, but maybe as well doctors. Did they give in to, you know, people being cured with old remedies and all that? Would doctors, would they agree to it? Like,
I don't think they would have.
Not all of them anyway.
No. I don't think so. Well, and then of course in the time before my time, nobody ever went to into hospitals for confinement, for having their babies. No. They were all at home. And there was a time in my aunt's time and that they didn't even have a resident midwife, nurse, you see. And it was just a neighbour. My grandmother, as I say, had 12 children, and every one of them was delivered by a neighbour. But if there was complications, they would send for the doctor. And if there was no money, the doctors supply a doctor, our doctor, with milk, so I knew him very well. And he used to tell us that when he would be in attending the patient, delivering the baby and whatever, somebody would be outside, maybe the man of the house or somebody else, and they would be out swinging a good fat hen or a cockerel outside for to hang it up, for to give to the doctor when he was going home. That was, he said, they would have poultry for chicken for dinner several days a week, and that's where it came from. That was the payment.
Yeah. Well, there was little money, and
yes.
There was 2 skiers left.
Ah, yes. And my father earned about, what was it, a shilling a day mowing, and that would be from morning. That would be easily a 12-hour day. And the people who smoked the pipe in them days, they were thruppence taken off it, they would only get 9 pence because of the time that would be wasted
smoking.
They would get less pay.
My God.
If you were caught